Good morning. It's Friday, October 31st, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a sweeping corruption sting has rocked law enforcement in Mississippi. 14 police officers, including two sheriffs, were among 20 people charged with taking bribes from drug traffickers in exchange for protection. Federal agents posed as dealers, offering fake cocaine and recording payoffs as high as $37,000. U.S. Attorney Clay Joyner called it a monumental betrayal of public trust. The FBI says the operation exposed years of misconduct stretching from the Mississippi Delta to Tennessee and Florida. The arrests come as federal authorities intensify anti-narcotics efforts across the region. Another news. Five people face federal charges in the overdose deaths of actor Robert De Niro's grandson and two other teenagers. Prosecutors say the group sold fentanyl-laced counterfeit pills through social media in 2023. The network allegedly linked to all three fatalities, including the daughter of musician Chris Stein, used encrypted apps to reach young buyers. Homeland Security's Ricky Patel said the accused left a trail of irreversible loss. If convicted, the suspects face at least 20 years to life in prison. De Niro has called his grandson's death deeply distressing around the world. Britain's Prince Andrew has been stripped of his royal title and will vacate his longtime home, Royal Lodge. Buckingham Palace announced that King Charles formally removed his brother's remaining honors amid renewed scrutiny over Andrew's ties to Jeffrey Epstein. He will now be known as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. Culture Secretary Lisa Nandy called the move a powerful message to victims of abuse. Andrew will relocate to a smaller property on the Sandringham estate. The decision marks the end of his public role and a final attempt by the palace to close a painful royal chapter. Another news. The United States and India have sealed a landmark 10-year defense agreement, deepening military and technological cooperation between the two nations. Signed in Kuala Lumpur by U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and India's Rajnath Singh. The pact is seen as a step towards strengthening Indo-Pacific security. Our defense ties have never been stronger, Hegseth said, calling the deal ambitious. The agreement follows weeks of tension over tariffs and Russian oil imports, signaling a strategic reset between Washington and New Delhi. Another news, the death toll from Hurricane Melissa has climbed to 19 in Jamaica and 30 in Haiti. With rescue efforts still struggling to reach isolated areas, entire communities remain cut off, lacking food, water, and power after the Category 5 storm flattened homes and infrastructure. Jamaica's Information Minister Dana Morris-Dixon described devastating scenes across the island. Aid is trickling in, but roads and smaller airports remain blocked. The US and UK have pledged emergency support as the Caribbean braces for more severe weather, with Bermuda next in the storm's path. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.